Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story, actor Jussie Smollett on the witness stand in his hate crime hoax trial in Cook County, describing the night in January 2019 when he says two masked men yelled racist and homophobic slurs and attacked him as he walked back to his Streeterville condo. He says it really happened. Prosecutors say he staged it to get publicity and public sympathy. WBBM's Andy Dane with the story.
The Empire actor acknowledged a relationship with brothers Abel and Ola Olsondoro, whom prosecutors say Smollett paid to help him stage the Streeterville attack. Court observers say Smollett explained that he and Abel had met at a bathhouse in Boys Town and began doing drugs together, oftentimes in the car, which may explain why the actor was caught on camera picking up Abel near where the attack allegedly took place. He also described colder and potentially homophobic vibes from Ola Olsondoro, whom Smollett's legal team has said may have had a motive to hurt the actor. The court also heard from a security guard at a Sheraton hotel who claimed he saw a white man in a ski mask run past him around the time of the attack. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Two North Shore brothers who entered the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th insurrection each pled guilty today to misdemeanor charges connected with the breach. Christian Coolis and Mark Coolis Jr. appeared via Zoom in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, entering guilty pleas to a single count of parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. They now face up to 6 months in jail and a maximum $5,000 fine at sentencing, which is tentatively set for March 7th.
A sizable bondsman set for a Glendale Heights man accused of breaking into a West Suburban home and attacking the elderly woman who lives there.
Officials say the victim of the attack is 92 years old. According to DuPage County prosecutors, she had just pulled into the garage attached to her home in Addison Thanksgiving week when a man appeared and pushed his way into her home as she tried to close the door on him. The man is alleged to have duct taped the woman's hands, carried her upstairs to a bedroom, and sexually assaulted her. Afterwards, the man left and the victim was able to call for help and was taken to a hospital. Addison police zeroed in on 53-year-old Anthony Lane as their suspect, and he was arrested last week. Officials say Lane is being held now on $5 million bond. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, if you've been waiting to buy your Christmas tree, you may want to reconsider that decision. Doug Handel is owner of L&M Tree and Wreath in Medford, Wisconsin. He says there has been a strong demand for Christmas trees in the first two weekends of the season.
I do have the farm capabilities here, you know, the trees on the farm to take care of it. But I can see a lot of places that don't have that capabilities, basically running out of trees.
Handel says there's a shortage of trees this year because of increased demand, bad weather, and the shortage of truck drivers.
Several World War II veterans were honored in Aurora this afternoon, ahead of tomorrow's anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
I remember when Pearl Harbor happened, it's like yesterday.
100-year-old Don O'Reilly is one of several World War II veterans honored during Aurora's 52nd annual Pearl Harbor Day Memorial Luncheon.
I served in England with the 8th Air Force as a military police.
Aurora Navy League Council President Richard Totis organized the event, which he says is about remembering the lessons learned 80 years after the attack.
Over time, people forget. They forget what happened. They forget to whom it happened, and they forget how it happened.
More than 200 people attended the luncheon, which also included several youth scholarship awards given to local high school students. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The U.S. Justice Department has told relatives of the late Emmett Till that it is ending its investigation into the 1955 lynching of the black teen from Chicago. Till was abducted, tortured, and killed after witnesses say he whistled at a white woman in Mississippi. Jet Magazine published photos of his brutalized body. Two white men were tried on murder charges about a month after Till was killed, and an all-white Mississippi jury acquitted them, but they later confessed.
From the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, here's Jeff Jolinger.
Bears getting ready for the Packers. Don't know who's going to be the starting quarterback. Andy Dalton with a left hand injury, and Justin Fields working those crack ribs. When he does come back, Matt Nagy on how to get the most out of Field of the final five games.
Us creating and knowing what his strengths are helped us out as well. So we were kind of trying to find that balance. So if he is able to go this week and that's the case, then we got to do a good job at that. And understand that.
And to be up at Lambeau Field for a Sunday nighter. We'll start our pregame coverage at 4, kickoff at 7:15. And the Bears getting ready for a Green Bay team that is coming off the bye. Quarterbacks, though, Aaron Rodgers may not practice this week because of his toe injury, and Packers backup quarterback Jordan Love goes on the COVID-19 list today. New England at Buffalo tonight. Baltimore loses their star cornerback Marlon Humphrey for the season with a torn pec. DeMar DeRozan tearing it up for the Bulls, better than 30 a game and 5.7 rebounds in 3 wins last week. He's the Eastern Conference Player of the Week. He'll take the floor tonight at United Center for a Bulls team with 16 wins right now, going up against Denver tonight. Alex Caruso doubtful with a hamstring injury. The family of newly elected Baseball Hall of Famer Minnie Minoso thrilled with the news. His widow, Sharon Rice Minoso, thrilled about it as well. Asked what his reaction might be.
I think he would have been surprised and honored. Minnie was very humble when it came to something like this. And honestly, I know Minnie would have cried.
He spent 12 of his 17 seasons with the White Sox, had died in 2015, 7 times an All-Star, and baseball's first Black Latino. Horse racing news, Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit collapsed and died of an apparent heart attack after a workout today at Santa Anita. Bob Baffert is trainer of the 3-year-old colt. I had him finishing second in the Breeders' Cup a month ago, but Medina Spirit tested positive after that May Derby, forcing suspensions of Baffert for future years at the Derby and also in the New York Racing Association. With sports on your home for the Bears, Jeff Joniak, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Our top story this hour is Mayor Lightfoot's response to another weekend of dramatic violence in Chicago's downtown area. Police say they arrested at least 22 people in the wake of Saturday's outbreak along Michigan Avenue, which included the shooting of a 15-year-old boy. WBBM political editor Craig Dillamore will have much more on the story coming up at 4:31.
CTA bus driver recovering at home after being beaten on Michigan Avenue Saturday night. Keith Hill, who heads the local 241 of the Amalgamated Transit Union, which represents the bus driver, says if a troublemaker threatens or attacks a bus driver and is told police are being called, that person may many times say they'll wait for police.
They know two things. The police is going to take their time getting in. And then if they are arrested, nothing is going
to
be done.
The attack happened after the bus driver got out of his bus in Michigan Avenue near Washington to check the bus after hearing a noise.
There's new information this afternoon about a United Airlines executive whose body was found 2 months ago in a DuPage County Forest Preserve. Channel 32 News reports it's obtained documents showing police in Elmhurst had confronted Jake Cefolia in connection with a child porn investigation 2 days before he disappeared in August of 2020. The station says police confiscated several electronic items from Cefolia during its visit to his home. Foul play is not suspected in his death.
We're getting a new look at the trends we're likely to see in jobs next year.
The number of available jobs is expected to keep growing next year.
GDP estimated at a 3.5% growth. And, you know, right now companies are definitely hiring to that.
Michelle Reisdorf of Robert Half tells the WBBM Noon Business Hour where the hot jobs are.
Tech, healthcare, you know, even real estate, as companies slowly decide to go back. Remote customer service roles are in high demand.
Another trend has remote work allowing employers to look farther away for employees.
It's definitely increasing competition for talent in different areas, right? Which may even affect kind of that wage growth.
But it sometimes makes it tougher because employees are competing with more prospects. Cisco Coto News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.